Summer 2012, and there's one book everyone's reading, and they can't put it down. 50 Shades of Grey has already sold more than 30 million copies worldwide. In the UK, it's the fastest-selling paperback of all time. But this isn't the story of a wholesome boy wizard, a pair of love-struck teenage vampires, or even a shadowy Catholic sect. 50 Shades of Grey is the most sexually explicit book ever to sell in such huge numbers. What does this publishing phenomenon reveal about buttoned-up Brits? Have we finally embraced the sexual revolution, spanking paddles and all? The 50 Shades of Grey trilogy tells the story of the passionate love affair between Anastasia Steele, a virginal 21-year-old college student, and Christian Grey, a 27-year-old billionaire businessman. The book only appeared in British bookshops in April, but in just 11 weeks, it sold more than a million copies, smashing the record previously held by Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code. Around the world, a copy has sold every second, and E.L. James's book signings have attracted huge queues and intense media excitement. E.L. James is in fact Erica Leonard, a married mother of two teenage sons. By day, Erica worked in the offices of a London television company. But by night, her alter ego was pursuing a very different career, as the doyenne of mummy porn. She became a self-confessed Twilight fanatic in 2008 after watching the first film in the series. Inspired by the clear and simmering sexual tension between the two teen leads, she began writing her own, more adult fan fiction, the basis of which would become 50 Shades. Like Twilight, the book is set in the American state of Washington, with Seattle providing the glamorous setting for Christian to seduce Anastasia in his lavish bachelor pad. But what sets 50 Shades of Grey apart from the relatively chaste world of Twilight are Mr. Grey's very particular tastes in the bedroom. A subject that's given the ladies of Colchester Book Group plenty to talk about. Mr. Grey quickly introduces Miss Steele to the delights of bondage, domination, and sadomasochism. The seeds of the 50 Shades phenomenon were sown when James's book was picked up by a small online Australian publisher and released as a print-on-demand paperback and ebook. But it was only when publisher Random House bought out the mass-market paperback that the 50 Shades phenomenon exploded on both sides of the Atlantic. Even on America's rather more upmarket answer to Loose Women, the President of the United States could be seen fending off questions about 50 Shades. And the rest of the world has been quick to fall for the charms of Mr. Grey. So far, translation rights have been sold in 41 countries. In Germany, they've already reprinted six times to keep up with the demand.